most respectful obeisances under the lotus feet of all the assembled Vaishnavas who have come to this sacred place, the abode of Sri Sri Nitai Gaura Sundar, Sri Sri Radha Kunja Bihari. The spiritual world, Krishna appears wherever the devotees worship him with sincere desires. In devotional mood of consciousness, the deity of the Lord is non-different than the Lord. In fact, when our hearts become filled with desire to serve, Krishna reveals himself within his form of the deity, Archamurti, in such a way that we could fully experience his personal presence. It is just a matter of our desire. Ye yatha mam prapadyante tam sthitai bhavajamyaham. Mama vart manu bharatante manu suparata saravasha. To the degree we have desires, ambitions for our own personal interests in this temporary world, to that same degree, Krishna remains concealed, although he is standing right before us. And to the degree, with an earnest and humble heart, we have that genuine, exclusive, ananyavak, exclusive desire to serve the Lord, to please the Lord, to surrender to Krishna. To that degree, premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva hridayo yasya vilokayanti. Krishna gives us the vision. He uncovers the cataract of illusion so that we can experience his supreme opulence and his divine love with these very eyes, with these very ears, with this very heart. There is a beautiful story of how there was a very devoted Brahman who lived in Ayodhya at the time of Lord Sri Ramchandra, the son of Dasarath. And this Brahman, he had so much feelings of love toward Ram that he made a vow that he would not eat any food, prasad, or drink any water until he had the beautiful darshan of Sri Ram and worshipped him with prayers and touched his lotus feet. Sometimes Lord Sri Ramchandra, as the king of Ayodhya, in order to serve the people of this world, he would leave the kingdom for some time, sometimes for many days. And during this time, the Brahman would fast without prasad and without water. Only when Sri Ramchandra would return and would he worship him, would he make any endeavor to maintain his body, his life. So Lakshman, the brother of Ayodhyapati, very much felt the difficulties that this Brahman was undergoing. So he explained to Lord Ramchandra his dilemma. So Lord Ramchandra told Lakshman that you give him these deities of Sitaram. And he presented those deities, the Archamurti, and told the Brahman that these deities are absolutely in no way different from me. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Ras Vigraha. The Vigraha of the Lord is none different than the Lord. All the potencies, powers, and beauty of the Lord is within his form of the Murti. He said, by seeing this Murti, you are seeing me. By worshipping this Murti, you are worshipping me. So when I am here in the Ayodhya, you can come to personally meet with this form. And when I go away for some time, you should have the darshan and worship this form of the Murti, and then you should take nice prasad. In this way, even back in the Treta Yuga, the Supreme Personality of Godhead wanted to make it certified, authorized, that he is manifesting himself within the deity. Kali Kale Namarupe Krishna Avatar. And in the same way, in this age of Kali Yuga, Krishna is perfectly 100% manifested within the beautiful sound of his name. Nam nama kari bahuda nija sarava shaktis tatrapi tani amita smarinena kala ethadrisi thava kripa bhagavan mamapi duradaivam idrisam ihajaninanuraga. Lord Sri Gauranga has prayed in this way, that you have descended within the sound vibration of your name. And within your name are all your excellent qualities. Your opulences are fully manifested. All of the beauty of Krishna, of Radha and Krishna. All of the wealth, all of the strength, all of the knowledge, all of the fame, all of the renunciation, all the opulences of Radha and Krishna. In fact, all of the pastimes of Vrindavan Dham are fully contained within the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
But Krishna reveals himself through his name according to the sincerity of our desire to chant in the mood of pleasing him and serving him. So to the degree the holy name seems to be like ordinary syllables of the alphabet when we chant, to that degree we should know we are still clinging to the attachments of our material desires to enjoy the pleasures and the prestige of this world. And to the degree we truly serve as a humble servant and we chant the holy name with that desire, Krishna reveals the ecstatic bliss of the essence of our own souls with every syllable of the Maha Mantra. Srila Prabhupada came to this world to teach everyone the glory of Krishna's name. Therefore, he is to be considered the most merciful, compassionate friend of all living beings. Because it is only through the chanting of Krishna's name purely that we can experience the real pleasure the soul is longing for. Srila Prabhupada explains the name Mukunda. The first half of the word, Muk, represents mukti. That by taking shelter of Mukunda, we are delivered from all the sins and all the miseries. We are delivered from birth and death. Mukunda. The second half means Ananda. Ananda means bliss, ecstasy, transcendental pleasure. So when we take shelter of the lotus feet of Mukunda, not only are we delivered from all the anxieties of this material existence, but we are also given entrance into the transcendental ecstasy of the spiritual world in pure devotion. So this year, as of yesterday, in fact, was the day when Srila Prabhupada's year of centennial has begun. Srila Prabhupada descended into this world in the year 1896. And as of yesterday, January 1st, we have begun the year 1996. So this is a very specially blessed year. It is a year that is endowed with all auspicious opportunities, because it is a year when throughout the world we have a chance to celebrate the appearance of Krishna's wonderful devotee. In Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat by Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur, he explains how anyone who hears and chants the glories of the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in this world becomes completely purified and develops love of God. And in the same way, Vrindavan Das Thakur explains, anyone who understands and hears the glories of the appearance of those great Vaishnavas who live in a mood of complete surrender to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu get the same benefits. In fact, to Krishna, he will be so pleased that he will give us greater benefits. Srila Prabhupada risked, endured so much difficulty in serving the will of Krishna. He exhibited such extent of surrender and faith in the execution of his guru's order. Anyone who is willing to live or die for the sake of Krishna, for the sake of giving Krishna to others, becomes most dear to Krishna. This is explained also in Bhagavad Gita by the Lord himself. So what Srila Prabhupada has done, Krishna will take the supreme pleasure by hearing devotees glorifying his divine grace, and most of all, by seeing devotees surrendering to the mission which he gave his life to establish. There is no greater way to glorify Srila Prabhupada than to follow his teachings. His teachings is to remain pure by following the four regulative principles, by every day chanting the holy names according to our prescribed vow very carefully, by reading his books, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam classes from proper devotees, and by doing whatever we can within our power, whether we are brahmacharis, grihastas, vanaprastas, or sannyasis, according to our prescribed position in society, to all work together to spread the glories of Lord Chaitanya's mercy the Harinam Sankirtan movement in every way we can, to whoever we can, whenever we can, as our very life and soul. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.